answer the phone.
Elvis Duran, the Elvis Duran phone tap.
All right, let's get into it. Your phone tap. Who's doing it today?
Me.
Oh, Danielle.
Yes.
Is Miss Moshkalamsha?
No, it's not.
Okay, good.
So sorry to disappoint you. I know
right,
how much
so
you love
just,
her.
It's just the usual Danielle.
Yeah.
All right, let's see what you got.
All right, so Bonnie and Scott, they have a 12-year-old son. His name is Tyler. Tyler and Dad are super close, and Bonnie is always saying, Scott, you're so immature. You got to be a little bit more mature. So we're calling to be funny. We're calling her to mess with her as a rep from the son's school.
All right. Here we go. Danielle's phone tap. Listen up.
Hello?
Yeah, hi, this is Mrs. Boyne from IS Pearl, if you don't know.
Uh-huh. Hi.
I think I'm going to be sending Tyler home early today.
What happened?
He's wearing a shirt that is definitely inappropriate for school.
What do you mean?
He's wearing a T-shirt that says Free Face Rides.
Okay. What does that mean?
Seriously? You don't know what that means?
No, I don't know what that means. Is that like a band?
A band? No, there's no band that I know called Free Face Rides.
I don't get it. I don't understand.
Going for a ride.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I don't know why anybody would send their kid to school wearing a shirt that says this.
I mean, I didn't send... He dresses himself. He's 12. I mean, I didn't dress him in that shirt today. I had no idea what it means. Is there, like, another T-shirt that you can just, like, let him borrow for the rest of the day and let it make him
change? No, because he has to go home and know that he's made a mistake. I mean, I'm not even going to let him come back for the rest of the day. He's got to come back tomorrow.
He probably doesn't even know what it means. I mean,
oh, come on.
I didn't even know what it meant.
He's 12 years old. He knows what it means. He's not stupid. I'm sending him home.
Okay.
All right. Please do not let him wear shirts like that again. And if I was you, I would throw it in the garbage.
Oh, clearly I won't, because then you'll just send him home from school and deny him an education.
Okay, really? You should pay more attention to what goes on in your house, because maybe there's other things going on.
You're really overstepping a line right now.
No, I know.
So,
You're overstepping a line.
You know what? You need to hang up, because it sounds like I'm going to need to call and talk to the principal. So
don't you worry. I'm going to hang up. Goodbye. Sounds like she needs a free face ride.
Excuse me? I'm so sorry. What did you just say?
Okay, so I'll take care of Tyler and send him home and just send him back in 2 days,
no,
okay?
No. What did you just say?
I said I'm sending Tyler home and
No, not to me just now. What did you say to someone? You thought I didn't hear it. Will you please say that?
I hope you have
again,
a I hope you have a good day. Thank you.
Hello?
Hey, Bonnie.
Scott, you need to come meet me at Tyler's school right now.
What's wrong?
I just had a call from his stupid teacher, and she's sending him home because of a shirt that he's wearing that is apparently inappropriate that I had no idea he even owned.
Wait. What was the shirt?
It said Free Face Rides.
Oh, yeah, I got him that shirt.
You got him that shirt?
Yeah, got him that shirt. It's funny.
Did you know what it meant?
Yeah, I knew what it meant, but 12-year-olds don't. That's part of the joke.
Oh, God, what the hell is wrong with you?
Yeah.
Did you see him leave with that today?
Yeah.
I can't believe that you bought him a shirt like that. What is wrong with you? When the f*** are you going to grow up?
It's funny.
It is not funny.
Do you really think it's going to be on his permanent record that he wore a Free Face Rides shirt to school?
I don't know. What the f*** is going to go on his record?
If it's on his permanent record, it's going to be hilarious.
Get your ass in your f***ing car and meet me at the school.
You really need to calm down.
Don't f***ing tell me what to do. Meet me at the school. Got it?
Can you pick me up?
No, I can't pick you up.
I've had a couple beers. I'm not good to drag.
What? It's not even noon yet. What is wrong with you? Why did you... Who is that?
Bonnie, this is Danielle Monero from Elvis Duran on the Morning Show, and Scott just phoned to you.
Oh, my God.
Bonnie, I'm sorry, baby. I'm not, but I am.
Oh, don't worry. If you're not now, you will be soon.
Elvis Duran phone tap.
Wow.
I love that.
She was not having it.
No.
You know what? Sometimes you guys do these phone taps, and sometimes they like it, sometimes they don't. I don't think she did.
No, I don't think she was thrilled.
All right, well.
This phone tap was pre-recorded with permission granted by all parties.